WJTL bringing you Brandon Murphy, Better King. Hi, good morning to you. It's 7:20.
Good morning, intern Brooke. Today, cloudy, rain likely, high 61. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, low 35. Friday, mostly sunny, windy, high 49. Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, high 53. And Sunday, sunny, colder, temperatures, high 35. Right now, it's 43.
Intern Brooke, it's appropriate that you're wearing your Tractor Supply hat today because our friend Herb Graybill is here. Herb, the executive director of Ag Connect Ministries. Good morning again, Herb.
Good morning, Fred.
Before we talk about Ag Connect, tell us about your life first.
Okay, sure. I was a lifetime dairy farmer. I milked cows in the southern end of the county for approximately 25 years and decided to end that career. And a few years later, became a professional consultant with a local agronomy and dairy company. And I did that for 18 years. And all those last 20 years, I've been traveling back and forth to Moldova, doing some consulting work there and working with Ag Connect. And so God had really led me over the years of my career in practical experience and then in my professional consulting career.
Yeah. And so your life verse really hails back to the prayer of Jabez. Tell us about that.
It does. Back in the early 2000s, I was going through some large crisis, a big crisis in my life. And the prayer of Jabez was a popular thing then. And I didn't know where my life was going at that point. But the prayer of Jabez says, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain." And I cried out to God with this verse. And quite a few years later, 20 years later, it happens. My territory is enlarged.
Yeah, it is enlarged. You guys are moving from Moldova to now also Kenya. How is farming different in Kenya and Moldova than it is here in Pennsylvania?
Sure. Well, obviously the computer age and the high technology age is part of American agriculture, but it's not part of Moldovan agriculture nor Kenyan agriculture. It's very primitive. The smaller farms whom we work with mostly are hand labor. In Moldova, they do have tractors, so they are a little tractor oriented there, but it's pretty primitive. And some of the things that they have technology, we don't have available.
If folks want more information about Ag Connect, you can visit agconnectministries.org or go to Facebook and type in Ag Connect Ministries. Another way you can find out more information is by coming out to the big fundraising banquet you guys have coming up. Tell us all about that, Herb.
Yes, it's an exciting part of Ag Connect. It happens every year. It is coming up at Shady Maple, and we like to bless people who want to come out and learn more about Ag Connect, so we provide a fantastic meal. There will be a speaker from Kenya there and explaining a little bit more about what we do in Kenya.
So and what's the date?
That is Friday, March 28th at 6:15.
At Shady Maple.
At Shady Maple.
Do people need to sign up ahead of time? Do they need to make reservations?
It would be great if you go to our website. There is a place there that you can sign up. That'd be great.
Yeah. So coming up on March the 28th at Shady Maple, a big fundraising banquet for Ag Connect Ministries. Not only will you get a great meal, but you'll get to hear directly from somebody who's been impacted by Ag Connect Ministries and Herb and the rest of his team. Herb, thank you so much for coming out and sharing about Ag Connect Ministries.
And thank you, Fred.
WJTL. Yeah, we've loved to hear from you. Thank you for listening all these years.
Thank you.
So to leave us here, we're going to go with this song from Mercy Me. This is the Jabez song, Bless Me Indeed, on WJTL.